Hello, this is Larry.
Yes, Larry, this is Linda.
How are you?
I'm fine. You have been trying to reach me. You're part of the Neighborhood Housing Group?
Yeah, we are. Our organization is Neighborhood Housing Group, and we're an organization based in the Charlotte area, and we've been buying and selling houses and providing affordable housing and working with tenants and people who want to buy houses for about 30 years. And I bought my first property in 1986, a little over 30 years ago. And we've actually bought and sold properties in 12 different states. Most of our properties come from HUD, banks, and then people like yourself that may have a property that they want to sell. That's exactly what we do.
I've already been meeting with people, and I've got a lot of interest in this house.
Okay, good. So what's been your best offer so far?
Well, not what I want,
uh-huh.
But the tax appraisal is mid-50s, 56.
Uh-huh.
It is a brick ranch. It's a two-bedroom, one bath.
Right.
It's got a den with a living room. And
right, okay.
Okay. And a detached garage, two-car with a workshop.
Uh-huh. Okay.
On his power. Anyway, the first offer I got was not good.
And listen, I'm the kind of person, I'll just tell it like it is. If I can't help you, I'll definitely let you know because I don't want to waste your time.
The first offer was below 30, and the second one was closer in my range. They didn't give me an exact. They said 30 to 35.
Right.
So.
Okay. Let's see here. What kind of work does the house need?
I put together some numbers, and both these are house flippers, by the way, that actually looked at it as well.
Right.
We both come up with about $20,000 to $25,000.
Uh-huh.
Probably need to be done.
Okay. Okay. Let's
new HVAC system. For
uh-huh.
Sure. That's probably the biggest, and then new flooring, new carpet.
Well, other houses in the area. There's one here that sold for $65,000. Let's see what the other one sold for, right in that area. There's another one that sold for $87,000, right around the corner from you. And it's been totally remodeled. It's got new hardwood floors. It's been staged, ceramic tile. Kitchen looks great. I mean, you could tell somebody fixed it to flip it, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say your house would sell for $85,000, okay?
Okay.
$85,000, okay? Minus, let's say, you know, usually it's going to cost you about 10% to sell a house retail, right? Like with real estate commission and closing costs and whatnot. So we're going to minus $8,500, okay? That's $76,500. And then you said about $25,000 in repairs. That brings it down to $51,500, right? And typically an investor, whether it's a builder or a rehabber or whatever, needs to earn about 20%, right? So you're talking about, let's see, 16,000 plus another 1,000. You're talking about $17,000, right? That brings you down to 34,500. Have you been offered that much?
Well, between 30 and 35.
Right. Okay. So
I'm going to tell you that they were actually looking at the $92,000.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just telling you, I base it on what other houses. Well, see, I'm even being more conservative, and I'm giving you as much or more than they were, right?
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of overhead.
Yeah.
Like I said, we help people become homeowners, and we work with first-time homebuyers and investors who help first-time homebuyers. So I could go $34,500 on your house, and it would be all cash. And I would pay all the closing costs. You would walk away with $34,500 minus any taxes that you owe or any mortgage that you have.
Okay. Do you cover all the closing costs?
Hey, everything.
Okay.
Everything. Everything. I cover it all. The only thing that would come out of your end would be any taxes you owe.
Yeah, the tax is like $699 right now, and it's due. Well, the last day you can pay.
Right.
Is 1st of January, sometime in January.
Right. How soon were you wanting to get this closed?
I want to make, as soon as I can, I want to make a decision this week.
Now, you're not living in it, right?
No, I'm actually going up tomorrow. We're supposed to be going up tomorrow. I can go up regardless.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do another metal run. We've been taking a lot of metal to get scrapped. My dad was.
Oh, cool.
So we're still cleaning stuff out of the house.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's good. You can make a little extra money and get stuff out of the house. Would you like for me to have one of our guys meet you over there tomorrow? We could take a look at the house while you're going to be there. And
I want
I've got
you,
a
yeah,
I've got a simple one-page offer to purchase that says I'm buying your house as is, where is, for cash, okay? And it'll have the price on it and says that I'm just, you don't have to do any fix-up or anything, and I pay 100% of the closing costs. I can have my guy meet you out there. I mean, if this is what you want to do, I can have my guy meet you out there and look at the house, take pictures, get the paperwork signed, and then we can get things rolling to get you your money as soon as possible, because they got to do a title search and all that. And we do a closing just like every other regular closing. We do them at the attorney's office where, you know, the attorney handles and manages everything. So, number one, they make sure we're getting clear title. Number two, they make sure your money is good.
What attorney would we be using? Because I want my own attorney.
It's in North Carolina, so we use a guy named Dale Fussell. He's been in business for years and years. And we use him because he'll do stuff all over North and South Carolina, or North Carolina, I mean.
How would that work? Do I have to go somewhere in North Carolina or what?
No. His office is in Charlotte. You could either do one of two things, okay, or three things, actually. You could either go to his office to close, or you could come to our office and they'll send us the paperwork and we have a notary here, or you could have them send you the documents, and you go in front of a notary, like go to a bank or whatever, and sign them in front of a notary and then mail them back. So we try to keep it simple.
Okay.
Whatever works best for you, because we buy a lot of properties where people live out of state.
Okay.
So we got to mail packages away and stuff like that.
What was his last name?
Dale Fussell, F-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Just like it sounds.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, another thing, too, about a property where my parents' house is, they're at the country club.
Uh-huh.
So you've got, and you're right behind the hospital, you've got a lot of things that factor in which can bring your price up for the house.
Right,
and you're
right.
And you're backed up to a neighborhood where the houses start around 180 and go up to 200 plus.
Yeah, and that is good. At least you're not backed up to a neighborhood where they're 20 or 30,000. That is good. But what we have to do is base it on what other houses have sold in the area. And there's one for 65 and one for 87. So I gave you the benefit of the doubt and figured it at 85. And based on your numbers of the repairs, you know, 34.5 would be our best cash price, and I would pay 100% of the closing cost and everything, and we could get you your money as soon as possible.
Okay.
What time are you going to be out at the house tomorrow?
Well, we're going to try to get there. We should be there by 9.
By 9?
Yeah, and then we'll start working on the metal, so we'll be in the back, so if you won't be able to knock on the front door.
Why don't I have my guy come over around 10 o'clock tomorrow? Would that be okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I may not be ready to sign tomorrow because I've got you know, three things to look at here. I've got somebody else that's actually going to probably stop by.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'll tell you what.
This is the best offer, and I've actually got a realtor that wants to try and work with him, but I don't like working with realtors.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to work with a realtor, they're going to, number one, want you to get it in tip-top shape, right?
They're going to do a sale ask because they have some investors that they work with.
Right, but they're also going to charge you a 6% commission.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, that gets complicated.
And then they're going to, whatever they tell the investors are going to make an offer. And then you're going to have to pay your portion of the closing cost.
I know,
right?
Yeah, that's what I don't like about it.
But if you're not quite ready, that's okay. Why don't you just do this? When you do get ready and you say, yes, Larry, I want to do that, then just give me a call back, and if we're still in a position to be able to do it, because we only have so much money to work with,
right?
But it being the end of the year, you know, I can get about two more properties under contract right now before the end of the year, and that'll be about it. You know, when you give me a call back, I may or may not be in a position to be able to close. But when you get ready, you let me know. But if you are ready and you want to move forward, you already said that's like the best price you've gotten. I'll be glad to have Angel come out there tomorrow. He's going to be in the area. He can drop by and show you the paperwork, get that taken care of, and we'll move forward toward getting you your money first of the year.
Okay. Well, let me see how today goes. I really don't want to deal with the realtor. I'm pretty much, it would be between you and the person.
Right.
3, 4, 5, that's pretty much where...
Well, I don't really like to get into this whole competition thing. I mean, the number I can give you is the number I can give you. If you know,
I'm not trying to play you off of the other.
Oh, I know that. I know that, and I get that.
I'm getting this is, you know, like I said, I was looking for at least I was wanting 40, but I was going to settle for 35.
Right. Well, if you want 40
that's
for it,
close,
you should list it with a realtor that's going to put it on the MLS and try to find somebody that's going to move in it. But that could take 6 to 12 months.
I know.
If you're looking for a fast cash sale, I'm telling you, you know, it's...
Yep. I know. I saw my last house to flipper.
Sure.
I know how fast it can work.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I mean, they, you know, the attorney, actually my the real estate, my mortgage person that I used to get me a mortgage because I'm going to buy a house later.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they got this thing done in like 2 weeks.
Right.
So,
well,
and I did the same thing. I signed that little bill, that little sale thing up front, which is about 2 or 3 pages. It talks about the price, and you put your closing date or estimated closing date.
How soon did you want to try to get your money?
I want my money next month.
Okay. Well, then we don't have a whole lot of time because people are closed down for the holidays.
I know.
Sometimes it can
depend
on...
End of next month.
Yeah.
At least 5, something like that.
All right, good. Why don't I have Angel come out tomorrow?
Okay.
He can show you the paperwork. You and I can get on the phone while he's there. You and I can go over the paperwork in person over the phone, right?
Okay.
And then if you like what you hear, we'll move forward. And then, you know, if so, then Angel will get all the pictures and everything, and we can go from there. Because if you want to get your money in January, it's going to be a push even right now because some people are even closed this week and next week, and some people close between the week of Christmas and New Year's.
Yep.
So it's going to be a little push to try to do it. So we need to get this thing rolling as soon as possible.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have Angel meet you out there tomorrow at 10, okay?
Okay. All right. We'll see you then.
That sounds great. And in the meantime, just so you know, my name is Larry Goins, G-O-I-N-S. Our company is Neighborhood Housing Group. I'm in Charlotte, and I've been doing this for over 30 years. I've even written some books on real estate and teach people how to do real estate.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Linda, that sounds good. I'll remember your name because that's my daughter's name.
Okay.
Sounds good. Right. Well, Angel, we'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.